Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue on looking at an event in the history of Israel during the time of Gideon, who was a judge of Israel, and these events are chronicled in Judges, the 6th chapter through the 8th. And what I have shared thus far is that Israel was greatly impoverished. They were in bondage to the Midianites, to the Amalekites, and to some of the children of the east. They were suffering the ravages of enemy invasion. Their crops were being destroyed. They literally came in as a tremendous horde, if you will, to literally destroy the land. And it said they were hiding. They were in caves and dens. And they were finally made so miserable that they called out to God. And as a result, an unnamed prophet goes to them. God is inclined to hear prayer. He's a prayer-answering God, and He's swift to show mercy when we call out to Him and are willing to repent, to turn from our wicked way, to admit that we have been wrong, we have fallen from grace, we have offended the Most High. And the prophet goes before the work of God. There's a great importance to the prophetic ministry. We're hearing much today from the prophets in this hour that God has raised up to give a timely rhema word, to reprove of sin, and to bring to repentance. That's the function of a prophet. People tend not to like prophets. Why? Because it brings out their sin, their error, but with that, a loving exhortation to return to God. And also, another aspect of their function is to reveal God's plan and will for the future. Amos 3 and 7 is a clear, detailed description of the function of the prophetic office. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servant, the prophets. So, God sent an unknown prophet to Israel, unknown to us. He probably was known at that time. And God says, I have delivered you out of the land of Egypt. I've brought you into this land. Don't be afraid of the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are, in terms of the oppression, in terms of their strength, in terms of their numbers. But He concludes, His final words are, but ye have not obeyed My voice. You have not paid attention to what I've commanded you. And as a result, just as Moses, just as Joshua declared, when you turn back from the Lord, there will be ramifications. That's certainly true in our day, even though we are living in a day of grace. So what happens next? There is a divine visitation. And beloved, one of the reasons I'm sharing this is not just, oh, it's an interesting Old Testament story, but beloved, there is significance for us today. You know, I was going with some friends to church on Sunday. I'm just pausing for a moment here, taking a little detour, because when we look around about us, we can feel so hopeless, so helpless at the way in which our nation is going, the depths, the darkness to which it has sunk to. It is totally demoralizing, terribly depressing. And yet, beloved, we cannot be discouraged. We cannot be given over to oppression and just throw up our hands and say it's no use. God's going to just, He'll take care of everything. We need to do what God would have us to do. Yes, Israel was calling out to God, but he raised up some people. He raised up Gideon and those who would follow him. He raised up a remnant to save Israel, to restore the truths of the living God, to tear down idolatry, to tear down and destroy the altars of Baal worship, and to exalt the living God. God is looking for people today who will surround the Gideon, our Gideon, our Lord Jesus Christ, if you will, and be willing to go to battle with him, for him. Beloved, we need to be able to stand our ground and to know that God is for us. We do not need to fear what man can do to us. But let me just share now what God chose to do as a response to God hearing the cries of his people. Verse 11, and there came an angel of the Lord, which many scholars say that is the pre-incarnate Christ, not an angel, but just when it's the angel of the Lord, referring to Jesus. He sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertaineth unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. He was scared. He was fearful, and he was hiding. You don't thresh wheat in a winepress. You need the wind to really properly thresh it and to carry the chaff away. But at any rate, that's what he was doing the best he could. Verse 12 says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. You know, the Lord just brought back, I started to share what my friends and I were talking about on the way to church, because one can feel so hopeless about the situation, just as obviously Gideon said. Here the angel Lord says, Lord is with you. And he says, what? all you have to do is look around and see what's happening. This doesn't look like God is with us. Well, beloved, again, so many beautiful examples from the Old Testament. I was saying, look at the book of Jonah. Nineveh was a wicked heathen nation serving false gods. The Jews hated them because they were such a wicked, cruel people. And what happens? God sends Jonah to send a message of doom, if you will, that unless they repented, they would be destroyed in 40 days. Nineveh would be overturned. And of course, Jonah's response to that is, get someone else. He was not ready to do that. He runs away. And of course, there's a shipwreck. They throw him overboard. And he's swallowed by a whale. And the whale takes him to where he didn't want to go. And finally, while he's in the belly of the whale 3 days and nights, he decides he is going to obey God. But the fact of the matter is, this was a wicked, unbelieving nation of people, but God so loved them, including the animals, it says in that final verse, that in 40 days' time, as wicked as they were, they heard what Jonah the prophet said to them, and they repented in sackcloth and ashes. Even the animals fasted, and God spared that city. It was not destroyed until 100 years later, another generation. But they heard the word of the Lord, and that as bad as it was, God had determined to destroy them, yet he sent the prophet to speak the word of the Lord, and they heard, and they obeyed, and destruction was averted. So, beloved, I don't care how bad it looks right now. We are in the midst of some tremendous political upheaval, and beloved, in one sense, we need to do all that we can. We need to vote. We need to take a stand, but ultimately, the problems of our nation are spiritual, and we need to pray that God will get a hold of the Church of the Living God, that we will walk before him in holiness and righteousness. We will pray and intercede for this nation and stand in the gap, that if Nineveh, a wicked, ungodly nation, would be spared the wrath of God, would repent, and God repented of the judgment that was going to come, if we will do the same, there's no need to be hopeless. There's no need to throw up our hands and say that it doesn't matter what we can do. You know, prophecy is going to be fulfilled. God's going to do what he wants to do. That's always true. He's always done that, but he expects and demands that his people will co-labor with him, and prayer is an intricate part of it. There are some of you listening that are up in years and you feel that you have very little to offer, but I want to tell you, beloved, that there's nothing more potent, there's nothing more effective than the ministry of the intercessor, of the one who is willing to pray and weep between the porch and the altar. Beloved, we need that today. We need to have a heart for the loss, the burdens, for those who, like, as it's said in the book of Jonah, 20,000 who didn't know their left hand from their right hand. God, his heart is touched by those who have not heard the gospel. Even in our nation, beloved, many have not known the name of Jesus, as unbelievable as that may sound. Well, there was a survey, I got an email or something about the 4th of July, asking young people, they didn't even know what July 4th was, what they were celebrating. They thought it was in the 1970 American. One comment was, if you could believe it, we got our independence. I mean, the youth of this nation are so solely and sadly misinformed because, of course, the liberal media, they have got, I mean, there's been a number that's been done systematically. Our colleges, our universities, our educational systems has been literally given over into the hand of the enemy. And that's why this nation is where it's in, because the younger generation has no conception of the morality, of the dignity, of the calling that God has placed upon this nation. We have done so much as a nation to minister to the peoples of this world, even in today's time. If there's a devastation, if there's a crisis, we are one of the first to be there with aid and help. But beloved, the greatest resource we ever gave, now missionaries are coming to this country to evangelize, but the gospel went forth from this nation to the ends of the earth to share the good news of Jesus Christ. God loves this nation. And beloved, I just want to encourage you, don't give up on this land. Prophecy will be fulfilled, but we must do all that we know to do, pray and fast and call out to God. This is a very critical time. These next few months are so serious. And beloved, I encourage you not to give up hope. Stand on the word of God. Let us be as Gideon was. He might have felt himself ineffectual, but he ultimately, as we will see in a succeeding broadcast, he responded to the call of the Lord. Oh, mighty men and women of valor, stand up and be counted for the Lord. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,